How does your garden grow?
It's time for Greening Out with Jim on 95BFM.
I'm beyond happy that Jim is back in the studio.
We're back.
I'm back.
We're so back.
How are you, Jim?
So back.
We've been talking in depth about our sore backs.
Ergonomic spade use has come up.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. It's really important as well.
You do the scoop crouch and kind of like slowly raise yourself.
Yeah, there's a good kind of like treasure trove of online video, well, on YouTube of like proper spade etiquette or whatever. And it's really, really, really goofy. But if you're in the garden digging or spading and you have little problems with your back, I highly recommend watching it, not only for entertainment but also for education.
Good. To christen our first greening out of 2026, we've got some beautiful passion fruit to taste from Molly's passion fruit vine in the garden.
Molly saved the day. I actually have
Am I doing it first?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Milky.
Should we do the baby passion fruit? There's kind of...
I kind of want this big one.
Okay, I'll do the baby.
For the listeners, there's one larger passion fruit and one smaller passion fruit.
Should I just be like an animal and just do it with my tongue?
Is this going to be real like disgusting like ASMR stuff?
I don't know if anyone can...
Can you hear the squat?
I've
heard fruit on BFM before. I don't want to hear it again.
Oh my God, beautiful.
Wow.
That's so good.
Fucking intense.
Yeah, like beautifully tart. Molly saved the day, our wonderful programming
it's
director.
So zingy.
Thank you, Mol.
Here at BFM.
Cheers, Molly.
Because I actually had picked my cherry tomatoes. Well, some of them. They're everywhere at the moment.
It's so great, right?
And I couldn't get over how much more intense fruit and vegetables you grow at home taste compared to the supermarket.
Totally, and ripening on the vine, and then like, you know, if you go out there in the afternoon and they're still warm by the sun, and you just pop it straight
salad.
In. It's so good. There's a lot of joy in that. I got started really late with all mine, but they're all coming along now, and you know, there's very little room on my deck, and it's lovely. It's fantastic.
I'm not much of a I'm in between flats at the moment, so I'm not much of a gardener, but my mum has been sending me beautiful photos of her dahlias down in Porneke.
Oh, fantastic.
She's got the dahlias are massive.
They like weren't blooming all summer.
Yeah.
And then mum and dad came back from Christmas holidays and all of a sudden they had these massive freaking dahlias.
I got dahlia mad one year and really like went all out on them.
They're my favourite flower.
They're incredible.
So gorgeous.
The only thing they could get, if I could fault them in any one way.
Whoa, okay, dahlia slander.
If they had a scent, they would be unbeatable.
Yeah, oh, they
that's
would.
So
the
true.
One thing they're lacking. And I don't know if you can kind of breed that into them or not, but I mean, whatever, it's not lacking the gorgeous plants, but
like rose good for the Instagram story, but.
Yeah, they'd be unstoppable if they had like rose scent or something like a.
True.
If anyone headed along to the dahlia show in Western Springs in the weekend.
Was it this weekend?
Yes, it was this weekend.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
The Horticultural Society put on some pretty cool shows. There's a, I'm not sure when the sweet pea one is, but that'll be one to watch.
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So now we've eaten beautiful vine-ripened passion fruits from the garden. Let's have a chat about gardening by feel.
Yeah, so I was the other day I was in one of my lovely clients' gardens, and I've been reading up about flow states and how to increase your chances of getting into them, and it's a worthwhile thing to look up for the listener. It'll improve your quality of life and your day dramatically. But there are ways to get into them, but often you don't realize you're in one when you're in one. And so I was gardening away and then realized that I wasn't really looking, this sounds kind of wild, but I wasn't really looking at what I was doing. I was gardening entirely by feel. And I think like anything you do with your hands, it sounds so blatantly obvious, but it's a feely thing, be it like cooking or you know, woodwork or anything. It's like literally anything you do with your hands is the primary thing is feel. So I wasn't really that conscious of that when I was gardening. But I was realizing that these like weeds that I was targeting in amongst these ground covers that I did want to be there, there was some of the, it's not oxalisy thing, it's kind of like a creeping buttercup or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on the one.
But once you look at that and then your hands find what the root feels like, I just entered the state and was like, okay, I'm doing it completely by touch. And I weeded this whole area without even really being conscious of how it looks like. So I really wanted to like talk about like if you're out there in your garden and it seems kind of overwhelming because there's all these things and they look kind of similar and maybe you don't know which weed is which or which one to pull. If you find the one that you really want to target and you're like really conscious of that, once you kind of understand the feel, you'll be zooming, you'll be flowing everywhere, and it's I think it's the best way to garden, honestly.
This is beautiful.
You'll be flowing everywhere.
Yeah. It makes so much sense when you're talking about it, but it's like, it's one of those weird things where you're like, well, should be really looking at what I'm doing, and you should be, but like in this instance, maybe you could use your eyes as like the observer or the overview thing, but really let your, was it like a Yellow Pages thing, let your fingers do the walking or something? I don't know. That's a slogan.
Wow. Mm. I'm going to try this. I made the grave mistake of planting Japanese anemone.
Oh, I love them, but
like, get out of my garden right now.
Yeah, they, the tricky thing with that as well is if you do leave
even a bit of a little the tuber,
bit of root, yeah, it'll kind of come up from there. A really great plant in like a dry, shady spot that you're like, this is all I want in there. But if you put it in a space where you're like, I want other things, it's
it'll take over.
It's pretty rampant. Yeah.
I made a big mistake there. So I think if I get into that corner garden this afternoon and just get in my flow state.
Get in your flow state, get feely on it. And you'll notice as well. And if like there's other things, like all these different plants have different feels of root. So if you were like looking at the one you want to get rid of and you're like feeling it, it's going to make your life so much easier than just being like looking at it, being like, there's one, there's one, there's one. You can kind of just zoom around in the field of green and kind of pluck them up like a one of those machines at Time Zone, but actually good.
Oh, like a claw machine.
Claw machine.
Hey Jim, do you think that you could weed a flower bed blindfolded?
Yeah, I reckon I could.
Wow.
I reckon I could do heaps of things blindfolded. solely because I went through a small phase of like closing my eyes throughout daily activities.
Doing stuff by feeling.
Like, yeah, exactly. But you know, when you're like, I don't know if you're, when you're growing up or whatever, you're like in your house that you know, and you like close your eyes and walk around, you like get from room to room. Did you ever do that? No?
Yeah,
okay.
I did actually.
Well, I was very good at navigating my entire house with my eyes closed, and then it kind of dangerously spread out onto like my day to day. Like I'd be biking around and be like, all right, see how long I can close my eyes for.
Oh my God.
So yes, I do think I could weed a flower bed
don't
blind.
Don't bike by feeling, but everyone. Yeah. That does not sound advice.
Yeah.
But gardening by feeling is.
Yeah. I think
it's the gym way.
You've got different neurons, man.
I do have like, different neurons.
I reckon
I love
more
it.
People should be trying this. I am fascinated by gardening by feel. Can you... You can do like weeding by feel.
So yeah, weeding by feel was the one that really, when I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm doing, and this is maybe what I've always been doing, but I've never really been conscious of it. But another thing is like, if you're doing like trimming or, clearing back or things, like I was weeding, I was kind of reducing the volume of ligularias the other day, which are the classic tractor seat plants, which
thinning out,
yeah, look like a tractor seat, but in certain Auckland conditions they get very large and very happy. So I was kind of chopping some of those back, and I realized that you didn't even really need to use the secateurs or the flax knife or anything. It just needed really kind of like a touch on the stem. So I was kind of bending the stem, touching it with the secateurs, and it would just snap. And I was like, wow, okay, that's another great feely thing. So I was going around and really not even using these tools how they're meant to be used, but kind of realized that this is how that plant responds to what I'm doing. And it made it so much easier and also a lot of fun. So I guess my advice today is if you're in the garden this weekend or next year or whenever in your life, kind of like see how things respond. And you don't necessarily have to be like choppy choppy or, you know, whatever. It can, different plants respond in different ways. And then when you find your own little tricks, it's really, really satisfying.
Mm.
Okay. I love this. Welcome back. Better living, everyone. Gardening by feel. Shout out to this text who said the green passion fruit at the Raglan Growers Market last Friday.
Mint. Ooh, okay.
Yum. Oh, Jim, it's an absolute pleasure to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
We can't wait to continue chatting gardens this year.
Love it.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it.
From the smallest seed grows a mighty forest.
That was Greening Out with Jim, only on 95 BFM.